Meet the People of MCV with Chip Haley and Denny Huff. Brought to you by the Missouri Council of the Blind. Now, let's meet the people. Welcome to another edition of Meet the People of MCB. I'm Denny Huff.
And I'm Chip Haley. And hello and welcome. And I got to tell you, Denny, we're going to have some fun with today's interview.
I think so. Yes, I really do. We're looking forward to interviewing Miss Erica Wolf. Hi, Erica.
Hello. Hello, Denny and Chip.
Good to have you on. Appreciate you taking your time to do this.
Thank you so much.
Go ahead.
Well, I was just going to let you know, I really appreciate you inviting me to today's Meet the People show. I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, no problem. No problem at all. We have sometimes have a little bit of a delay. So if you want to say something, just jump in. I'll shut up and let you talk, because this is all about you today. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you so much.
You bet. Hey, tell us about your vision status. You partially sighted. You have no vision, or what?
I have very limited vision at this point in life. I was diagnosed with RP, retinitis pigmentosa, in case some persons out there listening to this podcast may not be too familiar with the eye condition. It's a retinal degenerative eye disease. It is normally hereditary, genetic. However, in the case of myself, no one really in my family has had any effects of having RP, retinitis pigmentosa. And so over the years, my vision has declined to a great degree, to the point where I am now. At one point in time, when I was much younger, I was able to see to a small degree. I had some functioning vision, some remaining sight. But right now, here and now, I really only have light perception, so to speak. And so, of course, I feel that I get along a lot more easily throughout the day. If I'm out and about with my guide dog traveling somewhere, I feel a little more comfortable when there's some light. And now that we're into daylight savings time, I'm so grateful, because now, of course, the days are getting extended. We have much lighter hours now. We have longer light hours mm-hmm. to go by. So that's really helpful to me.
And didn't you go to a blind school or anything? You went to public school. I guess your vision wasn't to the degree that you had to go to school for the blind.
No, you're correct. I always was in regular public schools. I was always mainstream, so to speak. And I went to a regular college. I went to the University of Nebraska at Lincoln, in Lincoln, Nebraska. I'm a native Nebraskan. I'm from Nebraska. And I was so elated to hear that this year's National ACB Conference is going to be held there, the week-long conference.
It'll be taking place,
so of course I'm planning on present.
Good deal.
I hope many people will join us there.
I'm sure they will. Yeah, are you going to be going to the conference?
Yes, I'm planning on it.
Oh,
I definitely want to be there throughout the week.
Great.
And partake in all the different activities that will be held.
You'll probably be able to give some of the tours yourself around the city, huh?
Well, yes, I'm familiar with a lot of the sites where the tours are being planned.
Yeah, good. Good. Chip?
Well, let me start with two questions. So since you're from Nebraska, should we take it that you are a big Nebraska Cornhuskers fan?
Yes, I am. And by the way, I actually love corn, the taste of corn on the cob. I always love having some fresh corn when I go and visit. So it's really just something I really like having.
Do you like corny jokes too?
I do. I'm all about corn.
Well, Erica, I want to go back. You mentioned just very briefly about your family. Are your parents still living? What kind of siblings do you have?
Yes, fortunately, my parents are still living. They're still alive. Thank the good Lord above. Thank God they are, and I hope they're here for a long time yet. They're getting into their later 70s. Late 70s. So they live in Nebraska. They live in Omaha. So I'm planning on seeing them throughout the time I'll be there. for the conference, and maybe even before then. I usually try to get up there as often as I possibly can to see everyone. I've got a lot of different relatives up there. I've my siblings, two siblings. I've got three altogether, to answer your question, Chip. I've got two older brothers and a sister, and they're all a year apart, so we're all very close in age. My one brother, he doesn't live too far from here. I'm in St. Louis, Missouri now, as you may know. But and I've been here about 6 years now. My one brother lives in Wildwood, so I'm pretty close to him, and we get together throughout the year at different points in time. So, in fact, yeah. I think we're going to be getting together next weekend, hopefully. And then my other two siblings are in Nebraska, along with my parents.
Okay. Yeah.
I have a sister that lives in Wildwood, so... Yeah, they might be neighbors. You never know.
I bet they are, yeah. I'm sure they don't live too far apart.
Yeah. Go ahead,
Chip. Erica, you mentioned that you went to college. What was your major?
I have a criminal justice degree, so my background is in criminal justice. And I actually did some court reporting before I completed my degree many years ago in Nebraska. And so from there, I actually transitioned into more education after obtaining my undergraduate bachelor's of science degree from the university. I did take some postgraduate level classes. I didn't complete my master's, although I've always thought about maybe going back and doing so online maybe at some point. Yeah. You're never too old to get more education, that's for sure. Mm-hmm. But I'm actually a licensed massage therapist, and I do have to take a lot of continuing education classes to hold the license.
Now, are you a big sports fanatic? I know you're very you get involved in these marathons and walks, and there's always something physical, you know, something physical fitness about Erica Wolf. So, are you a big sports fan?
I am. I'm absolutely a huge Blues fan, and of course, I'm always so thrilled whenever we end up winning games here in St. Louis. I love going down to Enterprise Center and viewing the games there with audio description. It's a complete blast. Mm-hmm. And so if you ever have the opportunity to make it down there, I know you would just really enjoy yourself. It's just a really fun time. You know, the excitement level there, the enthusiasm from all the fans, as you probably have heard. Mm-hmm. I'm sure you've heard some of the different games being broadcast. And it's just a lot of fun. I love all sorts of sports. I love the Cardinals and the Royals. I'm kind of divided there in baseball because...
Now, you lived in Kansas City for a while, didn't you?
Yes, I certainly did for many years. I was there for about 11 years.
Yeah.
Some of those listeners out there may not know this, and even persons that are part of our MCB affiliate here, they may not know that I attended the national championship parade there in Kansas City
many moons
ago.
Yes,
well, it wasn't that many moons ago. I guess it was in 2015, but it seems like a long time ago.
Yeah, well, we were there that day.
Oh, goodness. Don't even talk about that, Chip. That was.
Oh, were you both there? That's awesome.
We were there for the parade, and we got trapped. We had to go to the courthouse downtown for the blind pension lawsuit, and... when we got out, they had the streets blocked off and everything, and we were stuck there, what, 5 hours, Chip?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
We couldn't get out, so.
I can believe it, yes. They had all the streets blocked off, and there was, I think, 800,000 people there, if I remember right.
Yeah,
that's right. So thankful to have my guide dog to get me through all the crowds, all the people.
Yeah. It was incredible. That's great. Yeah. So.
Well, Erica, you mentioned your guide dog. Tell us a little bit about what school did you go to, what's the name of your current dog, and how many dogs have you had?
Oh, thank you so much for bringing that up, Chip. I have had four dogs altogether, and I've been an active guide dog user for the past 26 years, for quite a while now, for some time. And I can't imagine life without a guide dog, Chip. I've got to tell you, it's been so rewarding. I am just so much more functional, able to get around more independently. It's just been a blessing. I can't even begin to tell you. I could probably sit all day and talk your ear off for many hours on end and tell you how grateful I am for all my guides. They've all been tremendous. I mean, I hope I don't tear up as I speak about them, because they've been so marvelous, and they've meant so much to me. They've meant the world to me.
Yeah, your current dog's name is Barbara?
Her name's Barbara. She's retired. She retired young. She retired recently. And so I'm in the process of applying for a new guide dog right now at the moment, currently. Mm-hmm. It's just a matter of time of getting issued a class date and going out and training again.
So when did you first become involved in MCB? I remember back in, 2010 maybe, that you first, I know, I think we had a committee that you were on. You came to St. Louis to work with us on that committee. I think it was in about 2010, but you may have been involved in MCB before that.
Yes, I was, Denny. I was reflecting back before our call today, thinking back. It was about 2006. At the time, while I was living in Kansas City, there was a state affiliate called the Progressive Council of the Blind.
Right.
And they kind of broke apart over time. And then I did some moving around myself. So I did get a little, wasn't a member then for a little while, mm-hmm. but then I really wanted to become actively involved in MCB and get reacquainted with the state affiliate. And I know I got in touch with you, and you're right. I did come down. I had just gotten Chandra, my third guide, I believe, at that time. And it was before we went to the DC leadership conference out in Washington, DC to advocate for a number of issues.
Right.
So I did go out there with you all. And then following that, and I was still somewhat active in Progressive Council there for a short while. But like I said, I wasn't as actively involved for some time due to just doing a number of different things in my own life. And so then I wanted to get reacquainted once I got back here to St. Louis, once I moved here, which was about 6 years ago. And I know I got in touch with you, Denny, and I was really interested to learn that the national conference was going to be held at Union Station here in St. Louis. Mm-hmm. And so, of course, I wanted to attend that week-long conference there, and I did, of course. And that was just amazing. All the people that were there and all the different sessions they held. It was just very educational.
Yeah, it was. It was very difficult to get around, but it was it was a great meeting. It really was. And you did. You and Josh, your significant other, came to Washington D.C. back when, I believe, came with our group. And I know we met with you and Josh and talked to you for a little bit about you getting more involved in MCB. And but that was a great trip also.
It really was very memorable.
Yeah.
Well, Josh, I'm hoping to make it back here sometime.
Josh has some background there in D.C., though, doesn't he?
Yes, he certainly does, Chip. He actually lived out there, and he worked for the EPA. He had an internship there many years ago. And so he was pretty familiar with everything, how the metro ran. And so he was kind of able to show me where the different things were, different monumental buildings are, and that sort of thing. He was able to show me all the notable landmarks, attractions, I should say.
So what is your involvement in MCB today?
Well, I've been a member at large since living here in St. Louis, since the national conference back in 2018. I joined shortly before then, or maybe it was even like a year before. It all kind of blurs together now. So I have been a member at large, and I really wanted to become a member at large because I thought, well, no matter if I move again, I can always still remain a member no matter where I am. So I do definitely want to join one of the actual sub-affiliates here in Missouri. We have quite a few of them.
Yeah,
I don't remember the number, but there's several here throughout the entire
I know you're a member of ATI. You're also a member of the Missouri Guide Dog Users, of which you are the vice president. But you've also been involved on the legislative level, because I know you and I have done some stuff on the national level in contacting our national leaders. So share with us a little bit about what it's like being the vice president of the Missouri Guide Dog Users.
Well, it's been terrific. It really has. I'm really hoping we're going to be able, now that we're somewhat post-pandemic and we're all getting out a little more these days, I'm really hoping that we all can come together, merge together, and do some social events throughout the community to get a little more exposure, for the community to get more acquainted with guide dogs, what their purpose is, and how they guide their owners, such as those that are involved with MGDU and myself. Missouri Guide Dog Users. And I would just really like the affiliate to grow more, have more membership, hopefully, as time permits or time moves forward.
Do you use much adaptive technology? Use your, I guess, have an iPhone or a smartphone and a computer? Or what kind of technology does Erica use?
Well, I have used screen readers in the past on a regular PC, but nowadays, Denny, I really only use the iOS products that Apple makes, that they put out. Mm-hmm. I'm a huge Apple fan. I have an Apple Watch and an Apple, I have an iPad and also an iPhone that I use regularly on a daily basis. I use all these devices all the time. I would be lost without any of them.
Mm-hmm. I don't guess you are planning on going to Power Up this year in Blue Springs, Missouri. That's an event that annually, I guess last 2 years, I think, Chip, what it was not yeah. held, but
right,
guys, since 1998, maybe it is an annual event that they display and have seminars on all types of adaptive technology, not just for the visually impaired, but for other disabilities also. But I don't guess you're planning on going to that, are you?
Oh, I would love to make it there. Do you happen to have the date when it will be taking place? It's usually in April, isn't it?
April 4th and 5th this year. Yeah.
Oh, yes. I would love to make it up there. The only thing is the transit can be a little difficult at times.
Right. Yeah, it's be in Blue Springs. This is the first year that it's ever been held in Blue Springs. Normally, it's either in Columbia, Missouri, or Lake of the Ozarks, or I think 1 year in St. Charles. But, it's a great event. We're going to have somebody on here, Chip, meet the people to talk about that event.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah. And unfortunately, the scholarships have already been passed out, but that would have been a great opportunity for you, Erica, to have applied for one of those scholarships. But as I said, they've already been given out. So
Maybe next year.
Yeah.
Yes, maybe I can keep that in mind for next year. Most certainly. I wasn't really aware that they were going to have it this year, to tell you the truth. I would have loved to have applied for one of those scholarships. I would have, in fact, had I known that it was actually going to take place. I believe it was postponed last year, wasn't it? Did you say?
Yes, last 2 years. Yes, it sure was. So what does Erica like to do? I know you like sports and everything, but is there a particular hobby that you have?
Oh, yes. I love doing so many things. Where do I start? I love going to movies that have the audio description built in, of course. I love going to different events, live theater events. I love going anywhere within the outdoors. I love to run, bike, walk with friends. I enjoy doing a number of things. You name it, I probably like doing it.
Erica's always sound like you have a happy-go-lucky attitude. You really do. It's just always a pleasure to talk to and to be around. You motivate people, and you're just a great lady to be around, Erica.
Oh, thank you so much for saying so. That makes me feel so good.
Well, Erica, I know you're active on the national level too. Why don't you share with us a little bit your activities on the national level?
Let's see, where do I begin, Chip? I really care about us getting equal access to everything relating to socioeconomic inclusion. I definitely want us to be able to have audible pedestrian signals to go by when we're traveling out and about independently by ourselves. That is to say, if it can be managed, actually having these audible signals installed at various streetlight intersections. That's really something I really care desperately about. In fact, I've tried working with my alderman here in St. Louis, and back and forth, I've been in touch with him to let him know about one particular street crossing that I really had difficulty with in the past. And I believe it's in the works. At least I've been told that it is. That's the reply I've been given in the past. Everything kind of came to a stopping point, to a standstill, though, for quite some time throughout the last 2 years, as you can imagine. So I'm really hoping now that things are getting back to semi-normal, that perhaps these audible lights can be put in, these signals rather, audible pedestrian signals. It's just really key to independent travel, I believe, for persons like ourselves that are blind and really needing to have some audible sound to go by to know when it's actually safe to cross different streets. And so I'm really big on travel access. And of course, due to the fact that I have a guide dog and would like to begin flying again pretty regularly, well, I'm definitely planning on flying to Omaha for the national convention, for that week-long convention in July. I would really like to see that things become a little more accessible to guide dog users as we do routinely fly with our guide dogs. Right now, there's quite a bit involved, as you know, as far as a lot of paperwork that's needing to be submitted. And a lot of times, these different airlines, they're not well familiar or well acquainted with all that needs to be in place in order to legally fly with our dogs.
Erica, you mentioned earlier that you had some usable vision when you were younger, and now that's kind of faded to just light perception. Is there some area that you find is very difficult to deal with, not having your sight? Is there some area that you find that is very difficult to learn to, you know, get around or, you know, to deal with?
Well, new environments are always a little scary, touch and go for me personally, just because I feel more at ease traveling in places that I know, mm-hmm. so to speak. And once I learn a new route, then of course I can build my confidence level up again. But I have to say, learning new routes can be a little intimidating, for lack of a better word.
You said you use a smartphone. Do you ever use a GPS on your smartphone to help you with that?
Yes, I do. I have Blind Square, and I also have Soundscape. A lot of times they're being updated, so I really need to take some time out and mm-hmm. just really commit the time to learning them a little more in-depthly so I can rely on them more accurately. Usually, a lot of times, though, sometimes it's just an estimated type of landmark they're giving you, because sometimes where you're really at, it'll just be a little off as far as the announcement goes when you're using a GPS.
It's off just enough to get you lost.
Yeah, that's it. Exactly, for sure.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. Is there a particular app on your phone that you like, that you use almost on a daily basis, something that you really, really like?
Oh, goodness, yes. I use my mail app all the time, which is just a native app of Apple. I go in there all the time to check my email and the internet, too. I use Safari and... yes, I use Netflix all the time, too, because I love movies so much. And getting back to Chip's question, too, something on the national level that I really want to strive for is the, and this is something we really advocated for many years ago, all of us, when we went to D.C., Washington, D.C., about the 21st Communications Video Accessibility Act. Hopefully I'm saying that right. CBAA.
Close enough.
Yeah.
At any rate, I really want to work more with getting it so that everything is made with the audio description available upon receiving, access to different types of shows and movies mm-hmm. and that sort of thing.
I use Netflix, and they do a good job. They don't provide everything with audio description, but they do let you just make those selections, show you everything that they have in movies and TV shows and things that are audio described, so you have that selection to make. I like the way Netflix does that.
Oh, yes, and Apple TV is a really good one, too, that I just recently subscribed to. They actually had like a free trial for about a week, and then of course you'll just pay the monthly fee that's charged. But with all their movies, they make sure that the audio descriptions are going to be part of it without having to mm-hmm. retrofit it, like go back and put it in.
Right, Chip.
Well, yeah, Erica. I'm going to ask you this question, and if you can't answer it, I've got another question for you. But is there any person or persons that has meant a lot to you in maybe mentoring you, helping you to adjust to your blindness, or helping you maybe with certain blindness skills, or just, you know, overcoming blindness, or anything about your blindness? Is there any one person or persons that's really helped you as a blind, visually impaired individual to meet your challenges, help you overcome those challenges?
Well, the different orientation and mobility specialists that I've worked with, both in Kansas City and here in St. Louis, the Society for the Blind has been so tremendously helpful to me since being here, as far as really getting a lot of O&M training, orientation and mobility, so that I could learn where I was living, my different home environments. I've actually lived in two different places since being here in St. Louis within the past 6 years. So, of course, it's been a lot of adjustment. It's been a lot of adjusting to these different streets and learning different landmarks and where these different facilities are, various facilities that I'm trying to access, whether it be a shop or a medical building of sorts. It's just been invaluable to have these orientation mobility specialists. I wish it could be that I would be able to work with someone more frequently than I have, but I know there's a shortage with orientation mobility specialists. Mm-hmm. And so recently I've actually started working with our Metro company to learn, to get more familiar with taking buses and the Metro Link here within St. Louis to get you to throughout the greater parts of St. Louis.
Is your significant other, Josh, is he visually impaired also?
He is, and he uses a cane. He's always managed life just using a white cane. I don't know if you would call it a visually impaired cane or what the correct word is, label it is.
Just a white cane, yeah.
Sure, a white cane. And of course, now that my guide dog has retired and I'm in the process of waiting for my new guide dog, that is, I'm having to use my cane a lot more regularly, and it's a little nerve-wracking. I'm not going to kid. It's a lot to get used to again. Mm-hmm. Since I've been such a customary guide dog user for so many years, I'm
right. Yeah, had to go back to your skinny dog.
I did. I'm now with the skinny cane.
Yeah. Chip, I want to ask your famous last question here.
Yeah, well, before I do that, Erica, you mentioned you're bit of a movie buff. Do you like to read? Is there any favorite genre of subject that you like to read about?
Oh, yes. Thank you so much for the question, Chip. I almost totally forgot the area of audible books. That's one of my favorite pastimes, and always has, from the time that I was a young girl. Of course, at one time I was able to read little print books, small print books. And then I graduated to the larger print. This is while I could still see. And then I learned Braille and read Braille books for a number of years and still do from time to time. But I really love the Audible. In fact, I subscribe to Audible. I have a membership with them, and I get books. I get a free book each month. I'm on one of the plans where it allows you to pay a certain dollar amount, and then you receive a free book. And you actually can build up your library pretty quickly. I mean, especially if you don't use your credits right away. So in other words, you do get one free credit each month. And of course I actually have iBooks too from Apple that I access quite frequently for Audible, and just ones that aren't necessarily with audio built in. I sometimes just use the regular voiceover voice that comes with the Apple products with the phone and so forth. But not to get too long-winded and to really answer your question. And so, yes, I really enjoy many genres of Audible books, and I really love, I love true books, audio biographies, biographical types of books. I also love self-help discovery books. I just have a lot of a passion for reading. And so I love suspense thriller books, fictional types of work. There's just a number of types of things I read quite frequently, and I'm just so grateful there is Audible, because you can always have a book on the go, no matter where you go, wherever you're at. It's just nice to have it with you. Pocket library, so to speak.
Good. Well, my last question, Erica, to you is, I know we, I always ask this of the people that we interview. Is there anything about Erica Wolf that really hardly nobody knows about, maybe except those that are closest to you, maybe like Josh or your own family, that you wouldn't mind sharing with our listeners?
Thank you once more for that question, Chip. That does require a little bit of thought. I'm not sure if many people know that I've walked across the Golden Gate Bridge in the past, and I think you have, Denny, as well, haven't you, when you were out there in California?
Yeah, sure did.
That's something people may not know about me. And they may not know, one more thing they may not know, I did cycle over the Broadmoor Hotel in Colorado Springs a few years back. Yeah. They may not know that I cycled in high mountains, throughout high mountains.
Yeah. Really? Wow. Yeah. That was neat. Well, Erica, thank you so much for taking your time to be on Meet the People of MCB. You're an asset to MCB. We appreciate you so much, and we just encourage you to keep going, okay?
I sure will. Thank you, Denny. Thank you, Chip.
All right. You bet. Yeah.
And thank you, folks, for listening to this edition of Meet the People of MCB with Erica Wolf. If you have somebody that you would like to recommend to Chip and I to interview, then give me a call at 636-428-1500 or call Chip at
417-540-9703.
Be sure and listen the next time. You might even hear yourself on here. God bless y'all. Thank you.